All right, Jennifer. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the call of order of this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. I'd like to remind each member of the committee to mute his or her phone or microphone on the WebEx program when not talking and to announce your name at the beginning of each time you speak. Additionally, I remind the public to mute your phone and that this is a listening-only hearing for the public. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce the members of the committee and please respond present when I call your name. Sam Gill.
Present.
Dr. Lawrence Brown.
Present.
Dr. Dean Kulotsky.
Present.
Mary Lannan.
Present.
Mike Moran.
Present.
Robin Solomon.
Present.
Thank you. Donald Scorinci? Don, I see you there. You on? Gotcha. Okay. Jeannie Stephen Solomon. Jeannie, you out there?
She was on a minute ago. She's still there, but her video's off.
Okay,
so.
We'll catch her. Yeah, we'll catch her in a second. Dennis Tucker?
Present.
Thank you, Dennis. Dr. Peter Van Alphen?
Present.
Thank you. I'm the chair, Thomas Ram, of the CCAC. We'll come back to Jeannie in any minute when we see her log on, officially have her announce herself.
And you have
so we do have a quorum. And the agenda for today's public meeting includes the acceptance of the letters to the secretary and approval of the minutes from our September 2020 meeting, acceptance of the 2020 annual report, review and discussion of the obverse and reverse candidate designs for the following congressional gold medals, honoring Katherine Johnson and Dr. Christine Darden. And this is part of the Hidden Figures Congressional Gold Medal Act. Before we begin our proceedings, I ask the Mint liaison to the CCAC, Ms. Jennifer Warner, if we are aware of any members of the press who have signed on to the public meeting.
Yes, Mike Unser from Coin News Media is on, and Brandon Hall from Coin Update and Mint News Blog is on. And actually, before we start, Jeannie, can you unmute your mic and let us test to make sure we can hear you? It's the button on the bottom. We see you, but you're still, your microphone is still muted.
Ron Harrell.
Jeannie, unmute your mic. We can't hear you. You're muted.
Press the space bar.
Jeannie, we still can't hear you, so you may want to call in with the, on the number and talk through that way.
I believe she is also called in. I'm seeing her twice on the screen, once her video and once her name.
Yeah, I do too. Jeannie, if you could email me your phone number, our technical person will call you and help you through.
Ron Harrigal
has joined the meeting.
Tom, you're muted, so if you unmute, then we can start.
Yeah, what I'll do is while Jeannie's doing that, I'll continue on with the roll call. Jeannie, I have you marked as present, and we will go through the roll call, and then we'll make sure you're on before we go into the other business. Okay, Mike, Brandon, thanks for joining us, and I'm glad you're part of it. For the record, I'd like to also confirm the following Mint staff that are on the call today. Please indicate present after I've called your name. Megan Sullivan, Senior Design Specialist.
Present.
Beniza Hancock, Design Manager.
Present.
Pam Bohr, Design Manager.
Present.
Roger Vasquez, Design Manager.
Present.
Russell Evans, Design Manager.
Present.
Joe Mena, Mint Chief Engraver,
Present.
Thanks, Joe. Ron Harrigal, Manager of Design and Engraving. Ron?
Present.
Jennifer Warren, Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs and Liaison to the CCAC.
Present.
Thanks, Jennifer. Greg Wyman, Senior Legal Counsel and Counsel to the CCAC.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
I'm here.
Thanks, Greg. Betty Birdsong, Deputy Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs.
Present.
Thanks, Betty. And finally, the following liaisons will be on the call today. For the Katherine Johnson Congressional Gold Medal and Katherine Johnson's daughters, Juliette Heilig and Katherine Moore, as well as Danielle Rivas, the Johnson's family attorney. For Dr. Christine Darden, Congressional Gold Medal is the honoree, Dr. Christine Darden. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today. I'd like to begin with the minute. Are there any other issues that may need to be addressed before we start, other than checking with Jeannie? Anyone have anything else? Jeannie, are you back on? I see Jeannie.
If, again, Jeannie, if you could send us your phone number in an email, or Betty, if it's her normal phone number, if you could send it to Joe Warren and he will call her and try to help her out.
Since I see her, I suppose she can hear us, but she cannot speak. So, okay, good. Okay, so we're going to continue on, Jeannie. Thank you. We now turn to the business of the committee. The first item on our agenda is the review and approval of the minutes and the letters to the secretary from our last meeting, which was September 22nd and September 23rd. Are there any comments on the documents? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and the letters?
Mary Lannan.
Dr. Lawrence Brown, second.
Thank you, Mary and Dr. Lawrence. Thank you. Everyone in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections? If not, without objection, the minutes and the letters are approved. Next, we turn to the approval of the 2020 annual report. Per section 5135G of Title 31 of the United States Code, the CCAC is directed not later than September 30th of each year to submit a report to the Secretary of the Treasury, the House Committee on Financial Services, and a Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. This report is described the activities of the CCAC in the preceding year and the recommendations made by the Advisory Committee to the Secretary of the Treasury. Due to the timing of our last meeting, to ensure its inclusion, a letter was sent to the committee and the Secretary notifying that the report will be sent on December 18th. A copy of the proposed annual report has been shared with all of our members prior to this meeting. This report is a summary of our membership, summary of our meetings and actions of the CCAC from September 30th of 2019 to September 30th of 2020. Any recommendations of the CCAC from public meetings last year and outlook for 2021? Does anyone have any comments regarding the document that you've reviewed? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the 2020 annual report while allowing the mint to make any necessary changes to the document as it is prepared?
Mary Lannan, so moved.
Mary, is there a second?
Lawrence Brown,
second. Robin Salmon, second.
Okay, we have, I heard Dr. Brown first, Robin, sorry. So Mary Lannan and Dr. Brown, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, if there are any objections to the motion, if not, without objection, the annual report is approved. And once again, I'd like to particularly thank everyone that was involved with that in regards to the preparation and so forth. And I'd like to thank all of you for approving it. And with the annual report approved, the Mint will finalize the report and ensure its delivery.
And just, this is Greg Lennon, just to clarify, Tom, the MID will, any grammatical edits or otherwise, the MID will share with the chair, so it's not going to happen in the void.
Very good, Greg, thank you. Okay, we will now hear from Megan Sullivan, Senior Design Specialist, who will present the candidate offers and reverse designs for the first of the two Congressional Gold Medals on the agenda today, as designated in the Hidden Figures Congressional Gold Medal Act. The first is a Congressional Gold Medal honoring Katherine Johnson, and that is to be considered today. Megan?
Thank you, Tom. Public Law 116-68,
the Hidden Figures Congressional Gold Medal Act, awards a Congressional Gold Medal to Katherine Johnson in recognition of her service to the United States as a mathematician. Born in 1918, Katherine Johnson was attending high school by age 10, and by 18 had graduated college with highest honors and took a job teaching at a black public school. In 1952, she applied to work at the West Area Computing Section at the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, at their Langley Laboratory. She later joined the Space Task Group as NACA became NASA in 1958. In 1962, as NASA prepared for John Glenn's Friendship 7 mission, computers were programmed to control the trajectory of the capsule from blastoff to splashdown, but the astronauts were wary of putting their lives in the care of the electronic calculating machines. As part of the pre-flight checklist, Glenn asked engineers to, quote, get the girl, Katherine Johnson, to run the same numbers through the equations that had been programmed into the computer, but by hand, on her desktop mechanical calculating machine. If she says they're good, Johnson remembers the astronaut saying, then I'm ready to go. Glenn's flight was a success and marked a turning point in the competition between the United States and the Soviet Union in space. When asked to name her greatest contribution to space exploration, Johnson spoke about the calculations that helped sync Project Apollo's lunar lander with the Moon Orbiting Command and Service Module. She also worked on the Space Shuttle and the Earth Resources Satellite. She retired in 1986 after 33 years at Langley. Johnson died on February 24th, 2020, at the age of 101. We were delighted to work with two of Katherine Johnson's daughters, Katherine Moore and Joylette Heilick, in the development of these designs. We are so honored to have both of them here on the line with us. And Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Heilick, would you like to say a few words?
This is Joylette. We would just like to say how honored we were that she's being considered and that this medal, everything that she's done, I think, has been inspiration for young people. Women, yes. Young girls, yes. But just people in general, because many people have had problems in their lives of being successful, not because of their talent, but because of circumstances. And she just showed how you go beyond that and continue to follow your passion and just always do your best work. So we are very pleased to be included in this. And we thank you for the honor. Kathy, you have?
My big sister has said it all. We just are very honored and have enjoyed going through the process with you and having to decide which one shows her best side, and all of her sides were good. So we are very pleased. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. So as we've done in past meetings, we're going to go through the designs. For the ease of time, unless preferred otherwise, I'm just going to read the design descriptions of the two preferences, but we will walk through all of the designs. And if anyone wants to hear any of the other design descriptions, again, you've already received them, but if you would like me to read any of them, please let me know. So beginning with the obverse designs, we have obverse one, obverse two, obverse 3, obverse 4, obverse 5, obverse 6,
Verse seven is the obverse preference of Mrs. Johnson's daughters. This design depicts a portrait of Katherine Johnson in front of a variety of equations used to calculate the orbits and trajectories of spacecraft. Obverse 8, obverse 9, obverse 10, obverse 11, obverse 12, obverse 13, obverse 14. And that completes the obverse designs. Moving on to the reverse designs, we have reverse 1, reverse 2, reverse 3. Design 3 is the preference, the reverse preference of Mrs. Johnson's daughters. This design depicts Freedom 7 and the Redstone rocket, along with a graph representing the equations that describe an orbital spaceflight in which the landing position of the spacecraft is specified. The additional inscription is reaching for the moon. Reverse 4, reverse 5, reverse 6, reverse 7, and reverse 8. And Mr. Chairman, that concludes the presentation of designs.
Thank you, Megan, and all the hard work you put into the program as well. And now I'll ask if Joe Mena or Ron Harrigal have anything to share with the committee on the design for this medal, anything to be specific. Let's start with you first. Joe, do you have any comments?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. Ron? Still there, Ron?
Ron, you're muted.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I had the mute button off, as always. The designs are very classic, and they're all definitely coinable. I think any of the choices would make a beautiful medal, and they'll come up nicely in the sculpting. So I think they're all good choices.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Are there any technical or legal questions from the committee that anyone has about this program or designs before we begin our general discussion?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the recipient's recommendation of obverse 5 and reverse 3.
Obverse 7, I believe, right?
Is it obverse 7?
Megan, confirm.
That's correct. Obverse 7 and reverse 3.
Donald has made a motion to approve obverse 7 and reverse 3.
This is Dr. Brown. I'd like to second that motion.
Dr. Brown would like to second that. Is there any discussion?
This is Peter Van Alphen. I just have a quick technical question about the reverse. The lines, the grid lines, would these be raised or would these be in queues?
They would likely be in queues into the field.
Very good.
With the little dots raised.
Right. All right. Very good.
Okay, thank you. Any other observations or questions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Sam Gill. I just had a question about the rocket itself. It could very well be that the Redstone was what the artist was going for, in that Mrs. Johnson worked on early trajectories with that rocket. But if you paired the Atlas rocket, and I know this is a technicality, this isn't an Atlas rocket, so that would pair with the Friendship 7. Just a observation.
Thank you, Sam.
This is Peter Van Alphen again. I just have one other question about the reverse. I really love that obverse, and I really like the formulae behind the portrait. My only question there are whether or not these are actual real formulae associated with her work, or something else. And in fact, I also like the fact that Moon shows up, you know, in the formula next to the portrait there. But, you know, my one question then would just be about you know, whether or not these are actual formulae or just creations of some sort or another.
They are actual formulae.
That's great.
Mr. Chair, this is Dennis Tucker.
Go ahead.
I would like to address Ms. Heilig and Mrs. Moore and offer our condolences for the recent passing of your mother. It's always sad when an American hero passes away. My question about the design involves obverse 7 and obverse 13. Obverse 13 was my first choice, and I understand that it was one that caught your eye as well during the design process. I think it's a wonderful portrait, and I like the fact that it tells the viewer what she did in text with the words research mathematician. I understand, of course, that obverse 7 does the same symbolically using the equations in the background, but could either or both of you speak a bit about your preference for 7 over 13?
I think we had chosen the first because that was more of the age she was when she was working there. We followed her all of her years, but we looked and we thought that was about the time that she was making those formulas.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you for that.
My comment was that liked the original picture of that, but something was not quite, we felt not quite there for the rendering on that picture. I liked it too, but there's something that just wasn't quite lining up right. I guess it's how we chose between the two.
That's great feedback and guidance for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. We have a motion on the floor now.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Dean Kotlowski. Ms. Heilig and Ms. Moore, following in with what my colleague Dennis Tucker said, condolences on the passing of your mother, and many thanks from a grateful nation for her service. I wanted to follow up a little bit with reverse, and you picked reverse 3, which I'm fine with. But one of the choices was reverse 8, and I was really very impressed with reverse 8. And again, I'm asking a question parallel to what Dennis Tucker asked. If you could speak to why you ultimately decided to prefer reverse number 3 over reverse number 8.
Looking at 8, I really liked a different picture that showed the flight path around both the moon and the earth, and that didn't seem to come to fruition, and we thought maybe this one, it didn't look as exciting, but I don't know, I did like it, and I don't know. I just think the one that I really wanted that looked like a figure 8 with several paths, and apparently they weren't able to do that. And so I voted for this one initially with that in mind.
Mr. Chair, this is Mary Lannon. I'd like to make a comment about reverse design number 8. First of all, Ms. Heilig and Ms. Moore, you had a very cool mom. Just absolutely undoubtedly. And I'm so glad you were able to join us, even if it's sort of on WebEx, because we can look at the obverse designs and then look at you two and see your mother in your faces. So I think that that's wonderful. I have no problem with the obverse design that you picked, especially since you recognize that that was about the age that she did those formulas. But in our packet of information that we get, the things that Megan had read, she said that one of her most proud things was calculating the orbital flight for the Apollo space program. And so design number 8, I agree with Dean, I think is a terrific design. You might not be aware of all the magic that the guys at the Mint and women at the Mint can do, but they can do some absolutely wonderful texturing on the reverse of number 8. And it's the kind of reverse that would make somebody want to pick it up and feel it with their fingers, you know, feel the roughness or feel the equipment, have your finger follow around. I think that's just a terrific reverse. And essentially it matches the equations that is on the obverse that you chose. So what do you think about that?
I like that.
Thank you.
It was my first choice, but again, I just still had in my mind the other one. But
you made an excellent choice.
And for the record, she went to NACA in 53, but her trajectories were the foundation, and still are, of all the flights. So it's not just pointed at 1 or 2.
Right. Well, I think that would make a great pairing, Ms. Filick and Ms. Moore. And I don't know if my colleagues on the CCAC agree, but I just felt that I needed to bring that up.
Thanks, Mary. At this point, we do have a motion on the floor by Donald Scarinci and Dr. Brown. Before we take any vote on this, Jeannie, are you able to still hear us now or speak?
You're still muted, Jeannie. You're muted.
Okay, Jeannie, you there?
You're mute. You're on mute, Jeannie.
I prefer not to take a vote until we're sure Jeannie can be on so that we have everyone counted.
Tom, if I might, Ms. Brown, may I offer some comments?
Sure.
Hold on. This is Jennifer. Can we then move to each member having their 5 minutes, go through the roll, and then go? And then if you don't have anything to say, just not talk, and then we can get to.
Should we, Jennifer, should we take a vote first since we have a vote on the floor before we do that? I think. Probably everyone that wanted to say something spoke during the. You're exactly right. We could have gone around, but Donald, you made the motion. Do you want to keep the motion as it is, or do you want me to open it up to further discussion? I think a lot of points were made, particularly by Julia and Catherine, both made very relevant comments. But go ahead, Donald. What would you like to prefer to do?
No, people can speak for sure. I don't mean to cut off anyone.
Okay, why don't we do this? Even though we have the motion on the floor, I'm going to go through the list. If you'd like to add anything further, or if you've already spoken and there's nothing further you'd like to add, that'll be fine. So let's begin. Donald, anything further?
He says no.
No, okay. Mike Moran?
No, nothing to add.
Mary Lannan?
Nothing to add. I made my points for the.
Thanks, Mary. Robin?
I agree with Mary's points about reverse 8. And if the family is in agreement, I think that that would be the best possibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Sam?
Mr. Chairman, I like all the designs, but I'm going to go with Don's motion.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Dennis, thank you, Sam. Dennis?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I like the action in reverse three, but I am compelled by Mary's argument or persuasive statement on reverse eight. I think the reverse eight is a good accompaniment to obverse seven. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Dr. Dean?
I think reverse eight is an absolutely magnificent design. It's like Mary said, it makes you want to pick up the coin and look at it. I love the circularity of the design and how it matches very nicely with the coin. I believe, though, I might have heard only from one member of the family about this. I'm not sure if it was Catherine or Joylette, excuse me. So maybe we can get a little bit of further clarification, but I think reverse eight would really make a very special medal artistically. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean. Jeannie?
Tom, it looks like she's still on the phone trying to get it to work.
Okay. We'll move on to Dr. Peter.
I'm quite happy with reverse three as well as reverse eight. So I would be on board with whatever the family would decide on this. And I also just want to express my condolences to the family and just say that your mother has been a real inspiration to my daughter, you know, as well too. So
thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Peter. Jeannie, back there yet, Jennifer?
No, it looks like she's still on the phone. Joe Warren is calling her, so.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. While we're waiting for her, would Catherine and
Julie? Tom, I believe Dr. Brown wants to speak.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. This is Lawrence Brown speaking. And I also want to give my real gratitude to you and your family. And I want to also say that while we historically admire your mother, we understand that there had to be some sacrifices by the family for her to do the great things she did. So we want to thank you for your dedication and contribution to a grateful nation.
So much.
I too must tell you that I moved to really embrace the designs that you and your sister and your family have embraced. Do recognize the comments that my colleagues have made. I must admit that they're more the back around the sculptor and the engraver person. I'm just a citizen who happens to be a physician. And by the way, math was my major, but I then decided that I needed to do something other than that because it was getting a bit tough. Medicine. So I want to again thank you for this and for my colleagues. I'm certainly receptive. I like the obverse seven. It's really lively. It makes, in fact, her really stand out. And I'm glad to hear that this was around the time that she was making her contributions. With respect to the reverse, I too can align with both ones. I'm certainly
along with Don's, join the meeting.
Don's suggestion. I'm also, if the family is receptive to go with the reverse, that is reverse eight, I'm happy to do that as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, and well put. And Jeannie, I understand you're on the line. I hope you would jump in. Would you like to?
Yes, I'm on the line. I'm sorry that I missed Dr. Brown's dialogue.
Jeannie, mute your computer when you're speaking on the phone. Mute your computer when you're speaking on the phone.
Now, can you hear? I did mute that.
The sound from the computer is going on to the phone, Jeannie.
Yes.
If you just turn the volume off on your computer, if you turn the volume all the way down, that should work.
Brilliant. Thank you. Hello? No.
Nope, you're good now. Perfect. Go on.
Perfect, go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for solving this problem. Okay. I'm sort of lost in the dialogue that just happened, but I do agree with reverse number eight. I think that would be wonderful. I have no idea where we are with obverse, with the obverses. So my choice would be number 8. And I agree with Mary's comments on what it does and complements the obverse that was chosen by the daughters, number 7. So that's my opinion. I'm looking for a wonderful medal to complement Ms. Johnson's work, and I'm very honored to be a part of this choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. It sounds like some of the members wanted a little bit more of a clarification from Joylette as well as Catherine. If they would like to make a few comments before we vote on the original motion, or if as far as it relates to reverses 3 and reverses 8, it sounds like the committee would really like to hear your thoughts in regards to a preference one over the other.
Well, this is Joylette. Actually, 8 was my first choice. I was a math major, and so I looked for the science part anyway. But I liked the additional information that was given by Mary, because I hadn't thought of it that way, because I just still had the other design with the 8, figure 8. No, not that design, but the one in my head, one that she liked and showed. But I'm perfectly happy with number 8. And I like the reasons that the other members gave for choosing that one.
Thank you.
And thanks to the comments from everybody about mom's life. She was great to the very end, and even one of the astronauts asked her, said, if I go to the moon, would you want to go with me? And she said, heartbeat. She was present to the end. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
I could Catherine. Yes, this is Catherine. I could live with 8, but I looked at the one we chose because I can remember going on Langley's post and seeing the one in, what's the one in the corner? I've lost my train of thought. The one that came back and that splashed into the
friendship
with the chimp in it, and they had that there for display. And so when I saw that, I said, that's when it started. And the one on the right was when her career ended. So I was just excited about that. And the fact that it said Act of Congress 2019, but I could live with either one because the actual award is just priceless, and they could put lines and nothing else on it and I would be happy. So I could live with either one. I like your explanation also.
Thank you. Thank you. So at this time, we have a motion on the floor from Donald Scarinci. Donald, would you like to amend this and we can take a regular vote, or it would be up to you and Dr. Brown at this point, and we can take a vote and vote accordingly on our sheets?
Mr. Chair, this once again is just for clarification. I can't see fully. Is it, the Act of Congress can be added to any design if it's not already on design number 8? Is it not there? I can't tell from my screen here.
This is Dennis. Greg, it is not on reverse 8. The words Act of Congress?
Yeah, so therefore it could be, the committee could move to add it if they wanted to.
This is Mary Lannan, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
I agree with Dennis that it's not on number 8. We could certainly add it on the bottom, I would think, or I wonder if it could be part of the formula on their obverse.
Yeah.
Okay, we could ask Ron or Joe on that, but at this point, we still have this motion to clear up. So Donald, Would you like to proceed and take a vote on this motion, or would you like to withdraw the motion and we vote accordingly? I think we're all in agreement of obverse 7. The question becomes reverse 3 and reverse 8.
Well, if we do the motion and everybody and we have a majority, then we're done. And if we don't have a majority, then we have to deal with the question of act of Congress being added to the new reverse. So let's just do the motion and
We have a motion on the floor for obverse 7 and reverse 3, seconded by Dr. Brown. And I will do a roll call on the motion, if it's okay. So you will be voting for this motion up or down. Donald Scarinci?
Yes.
Michael Moran?
Yes.
Mary Lannan?
No.
Robin Solomon?
Yes.
Sam Gill?
Yes.
Dennis Tucker?
No.
Dr. Dean?
No.
Jeannie?
No.
Dr. Peter Van Alphen?
No.
Tom Uram, chairman, votes yes. Dr. Brown?
Yes.
We have 6 yeses and 5 noes. The motion passes.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Sure. Sure.
Does that mean that you would not have Act of Congress 2019 on the medal anywhere?
No, we voted.
The motion for your original preferences.
Our original.
Right, so it has it on there.
Oh, so you're taking 3 instead of 8?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Hylick, I believe that our engraving department can do almost anything in the whole world or the whole moon. And so if you'd like to make your preference known, now is the time to speak.
I agree with the number, with the 5. And so I don't say there.
Eight.
I'm sorry, with 8. I'm saying the 5, the people who voted.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean, yes.
Yeah. With Mary.
You're sticking with your original preferences.
No, you selected number 8. I mean, you selected 3 instead of 5.
3 instead of 8.
I like the logic behind 8. And so that's what I like.
And Tom, this is Mike Moran.
Yes,
Mike. I saw the look on Juliet's face. I'm going to change my vote from a yes to a no.
Okay. let it be noted that Mike Moran has changed his vote from yes to no. So the motion is defeated. And so now we can vote. Would someone like to make another motion then to have obverse 7 and reverse 8?
This is Dr. Brown. I'd like to make a motion.
Dr. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And I need a second to the motion.
Mary Lannan will second.
Mary.
Okay. Mr. Chair, before we vote, this is Dennis Tucker. Should we ask for friendly amendments to address the issue of the wording and possibly add the words Act of Congress 2019 to the reverse as discussed?
Yes. We can do that now versus doing. We could do it either way, but why don't we just do it now? That way it's clear.
The chair, this is Dr. Brown. I accept a friendly amendment.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Mary, I agree.
Thank you, Mary. So, Dennis, we will advise the Mint to add that in as an amendment. Rather than doing a roll call, I think we know where we are. So, Michael, thank you. Thank you, Michael, for observing, and once again, both designs are great, and we certainly want to do what's best for the family. And so therefore, we have a motion by Dr. Brown and a second by Mary Lannan to have R-verse 7 and reverse 8 paired as our recommendation, with the amendment to add the appropriate wording of congressional gold medal. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Any abstention? Motion carries unanimously. Okay.
Tom, this is Jennifer Warren. I would also ask the CCAC members after this call to go ahead and score and do your merit of the designs, just so we have it for our artists, even though we've done the vote. So if you could just do that after the call, that would be great, and send it to me and Greg.
That'll be fine. And Juliet and Catherine, on behalf of the entire committee, congratulations on a well-designed and well-tribute to your mother, and their sympathies as regards that was already echoed, but a true icon and a deserving congressional gold medal. So we thank you for being with us today. Okay, moving along. Okay, we will go now to the Congressional Gold Medals honoring Catherine Johnson. Also, don't forget that we will have, we finished that, so get my papers back in order here. We're going to move forward here. We'll move on to consideration of the obverse and reverse designs for the second of the two medals on the agenda today associated with the Hidden Figures Congressional Gold Medal Act. Megan Sullivan, Senior Design Specialist, will present the candidate obverse and reverse designs for the second medal, the Congressional Gold Medal, honoring Dr. Christine Darden. Megan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In accordance with Public Law 116-68, the Hidden Figures Congressional Gold Medal Act awards a Congressional Gold Medal to Dr. Christine Darden to commemorate her life and her contributions to the success of NASA during the space race. Dr. Darden was born on September 10, 1942, in Monroe, North Carolina. In 1962, she graduated from Hampton Institute with a BS in mathematics and a teaching credential. Dr. Darden attended Virginia State University, where she studied aerosol physics and earned a Master's of Science degree in applied mathematics. She began her career in aeronautics in 1967 as a data analyst at NASA's Langley Research Center before being promoted to aerospace engineer in 1973. Her work in this position resulted in the production of low boom sonic effects, which revolutionized aerodynamics design. Dr. Darden completed her education by earning a PhD in mechanical engineering from George Washington University in 1983. While working at NASA, Dr. Darden was appointed to be the leader of the sonic boom team, which worked on designs to minimize the effect of sonic booms by testing wing and nose designs for supersonic aircraft. She wrote more than 50 articles on aeronautics design and became the first African American to be promoted to a position in the senior executive service at Langley. Throughout her illustrious career, Dr. Darden has lived by a formula she conceived of called the four P's, or P4, which stands for perceive, plan, prepare, and persist. After deciding she really loved math, Dr. Darden perceived herself as a mathematician, planned what she must do to become a mathematician, prepared to work the plan, and persisted in her journey and refused to quit. In developing this portfolio, we were honored to work directly with Dr. Christine Darden, who is here with us today, and we are so honored to have her here. Dr. Darden, would you like to say a few words?
I would just say that I'm very honored to be here and very, very pleased to have watched the discussion that I've just seen. It's really an honor to be here, and thank you.
Thank you so much. As with the last portfolio, I will go through the designs, highlighting, reading the descriptions of the designs that Dr. Darden has indicated are her preferences. So we begin with obverse 3. Obverse 11. Obverse 11A. Obverse 24. Obverse 24 is Dr. Darden's preferred obverse design. It depicts a portrait of Dr. Darden holding a model plane.
The instructions are Dr. Darden, P4, and perceive, plan, prepare, persist. Moving on to design 24A. And then on to the reverse designs. Reverse design 2. Reverse design 5. This is Dr. Darden's preferred reverse design. It depicts her guiding principles as an inscription, namely perceive, plan, prepare, persist. The stars symbolize her 4 decades of service at NASA, while the graph shows a sonic boom cone hitting the ground, explaining in visual form some of the mathematical formulas that describe the air pressures involved in sonic boom minimization. Additional inscription read, sonic boom minimization leader at NASA for 14 years, and Dr. Christine Darden. Dr. Darden has asked that if this design is selected, that the 4 P's, perceive, plan, prepare, persist, be removed because they are featured on her preferred obverse, and then the entire design being shifted and perhaps the text upsized. On to design, reverse design 8. Reverse design 13A. Reverse 14. And reverse 16. And Mr. Chairman, that concludes the design presentation for this Congressional Gold Medal.
Thank you, Megan. And Dr. Darden, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Now I'll ask if we have any comments from Ron Harrigal to share with the committee about the design, or Joe Mena regarding the design. Joe?
Yes, for that reverse, we could just remove the text along the top. The inscription along the top could be removed, and the artwork itself could be enlarged and fill that space quite nicely. So I think you have a beautiful design there. And I think all the designs are really exceptional, the reverse especially, and the obverse.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Very, very good observation. Thank you. Ron?
I think Joe said it right there. They're all... They're all good designs, and I think the choices selected would make it an excellent medal. Thank you.
Very good, Ron. Thank you. Are there any other technical or legal questions the committee would like to talk about these designs before we begin our general discussion? Okay, let us begin.
Robin Salmon.
Yes, Robin.
Don't we need Act of Congress somewhere? On one of the sides.
This is Dennis Tucker. Robin, I don't believe that that's legislated or required. I do think that it's a nice addition when we can have some sort of recognition in the text of the medal that this is not just an art medal or a table medal or a private commemorative, but it's actually a national medal, a Congressional Gold Medal. So I always give a little bit of preference to designs that include that recognition.
Mm-hmm. And this is Greg. Dennis is correct. It's not a legislative requirement, but by tradition, it is usually almost always put in the Congressional Gold Medal. It's either on the reverse or the obverse.
Joe, could you just, looking at those two, the obverse 24 and reverse 5, is it possible to add that in there? Should it be decided to? How will that affect this?
Yes, sir. This is Joe Mena. On the reverse, where that larger inscription is going to be removed because of redundancy, we could easily fit Act of Congress in an arc across the top and still enlarge the artwork a bit. So you'd still have a very balanced medal.
May I comment on that? This is Dennis Tucker.
Sure, Dennis, go ahead.
Joe, are you suggesting that Act of Congress 2019 be arced along the top?
Yeah, why not?
The reason I ask is because, and this is another thing that I sometimes wrestle with when it comes to Congressional Gold Medal designs, is the information hierarchy of the text. If you look at Obverse 11, for example, the words Act of Congress 2019 are given equal weight to Dr. Darden's name. And obviously her name is the more important of those two elements. So just from a design perspective, I would recommend making, in this case, Act of Congress 2019 smaller. And I think I'd make the same recommendation for reverse 5. Either put her name arcing along the top and position the Act of Congress wording underneath in some smaller font or whatever you feel makes sense as the chief engraver and design expert.
This is Joe again. I don't mean to overplay my time. But yeah, I didn't mean to imply that it would be as big as perceived plan, repair, and persist. You could have it in smaller letters up there, a smaller inscription, or do it exactly what you said and put it on the obverse. Either way, we can fit it on there.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, why don't we, now that we've heard that, why don't we continue on with our consideration? I'd like all members to please try and keep their comments to 5 minutes or less and identify yourself when you start. We'll keep tracking of the time and we'll indicate when time is up. I ask you to please wrap up your comments. Additionally, if any members have questions, comments to anything to discuss, please refrain and bring them up when you're recognized at the end for any additional comments. So let's begin with Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown?
You're muted, Dr. Brown. Unmute
yourself. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. This is Lawrence Brown. And, you know, one of the things that is certainly it's interesting when you, in fact, have a lot of video conferencing, you finally get to be a little bit more adept with, in fact, coming off mute and coming on mute. With respect to the designs, I want to really thank the artists because I think that we certainly owe them a debt of gratitude for the work that they've done. And that I also want to really appreciate Dr. Darden for the work that you've done, because were it not for you to do the work that you've done, we wouldn't be here today. With respect to the choices I prefer, I really embrace the things that she has, in fact, embraced in terms of her first choices. And I love the fact that Joe says that we can add the font and the smaller font, but make sure that she steals, in fact, the headline. I think this will be a wonderful opportunity, Mr. Chair, so that's how I would vote. The selection that she chose would be my top ones.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Donald Scrinci. Donald?
Unmute yourself, Donald.
Yeah, I'm supporting the recipient's selections.
Thank you, Donald. Mike Moran?
Ditto, I support the selections as made. I was just the Act of Congress actually be behind the jet, not over it or about in front of it on the reverse.
Thank you, Mike.
Behind Mary. To the right of the tail.
This is Mary Lammon. Did you call me Mr. Uram?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Darden, it must be really interesting to look at your face in sketches at all different points of age in your life and wonder who is that person and what did she do? Thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to be a little bit of a contrarian. Roger, if you could go to obverse 11. I loved this. This is the tilt of the chin. Shows a lot of pride, like, look what I did. The jets flying, you know, and breaking beyond the circle. Act of Congress is right up front in your face. And I just really liked the boldness of this. The initial one that you picked, Dr. Darden, seemed a little tentative to me. It looked like a young girl and someone handed her a model. It didn't look like you took ownership of that to me. That's just my impression. Regarding the reverses, I fell in love with the first one in our portfolio. I just think that as a piece of art, this is wonderful. We could remove Act of Congress. We could remove Act of Congress from the first side. I just love the way those jets are flying. And so my choice for you, if you want to consider it, would be number 11 for the obverse and number 2 for the reverse. Thank you so much, and I enjoy meeting you.
Thank you, Mary. Robin?
This is Robin Salmon. I agree with the honorees' choices.
Okay, thank you, Robin. Thank you. Sam?
Mr. Chairman, I support the Dr. Darden's recommendations and am very, very honored that she could join us today.
Yes, thank you. Very good. Thank you. Dennis Tucker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Dr. Darden, thank you so much for everything you've done for our nation. I have a daughter who's going to be turning 5 soon, and I love the plan and the life philosophy that you've mapped out for her here. And through your work, and I the perceive, plan, prepare, and persist. That's wonderful. And you are a great hero and someone that she can look up to, and I appreciate that. Thank you. In terms of the designs, I actually agree with Mary. Obverse 11 was the one that caught my eye, and I love the action of it. Action is not something that we always get in congressional gold medals. So that was appealing to me. And I like the portrait as well. It has the words Act of Congress 2019. Again, if we use this design, I would recommend that that be made a bit smaller. And then for the reverse, I liked reverse 8. Again, to me, it shows that kind of high-speed action. But I do like reverse 5 as well. And I think if we used reverse 5 with obverse 11, then we would not have to remove the perceive, plan, prepare, persist wording. That could stay as it is, and we could leave that design as it's been designed. So, again, thank you. I appreciate everything that you've done for our nation, and it's an honor to work on your Congressional Gold Medal. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dennis. Dr. Dean?
Dr. Darden, it's an honor to be with you today. I'm going to go through some of the designs here. Looking at obverse number 11, I went back and forth with this one. I really appreciated the energy. We get a sense of almost the whole story being told here in a very elegant way. I guess my only reservation is that at times I looked at it, it was a little bit busy. And so I was really torn between number 11 and number obverse 24, which was your preference. And I'm leaning toward your preference because that's generally what I tend to do with these congressional gold medals. I think the perceived plan, prepare, persist is so good and so inspiring. I like having the key 4 there. I think that that's very good. I don't want to push this, and I don't want to be in any way disrespectful, but just as an option, if anyone thinks the P4 there is a little redundant, you could remove that and put a small act of Congress in place of the P4. And my big problem with reverse 5 was that it was a little too textural, and the design was too small. So I worry that adding Act of Congress there, we're going to have something similar to what we have now. And I like that design, but I wanted it bigger. And removing the perceived plan, prepare, persist is, like you said, like has been said, it's going to make it bigger. But maybe not as big as it could be if we have to put Act of Congress there. So I'm giving you a lot to think about, and the committee members a lot to think about. I'd be very curious if anybody was thinking along my lines. I'm just going to add something about the artists here and the other designs for the reverse. I went back and forth with number 8, reverse 08. At times I really liked it. At times I really didn't. I'm not sure that the circles aren't going to be meaningful to people who would pick this up and look at it. But this is where I'm a little bit of a contrarian, and I admit I'm probably out in left field or right field or wherever, but I liked reverse 13, and I liked reverse 16. And I liked reverse 13 sorry to make you keep going back and forth here, because of the explanation about how this is the NASA design and the model aircraft. And I just thought it was a really great design with the stars, and it's very classical. Again, you would run into the problem with perceive, plan, prepare, persist. So I'm not sure that's worth pursuing, but I want to compliment the artist. And then just on 16, again, I have this bias for circularity, and the way that this was conceived, I think it's pretty good. Comments.
Okay. Dr. Name, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I said I was done. I think we got into.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I figured that was Ron's dog, not mine. I have mine and under control right now, but his doorbell rang. anyhow, thank you, Dean. Jeannie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Dr. Darden, for being here. This is quite an honor to actually have someone here to talk about their gold medal preferences. Unfortunately, I'm going to go a little offbeat, and I do agree with Mary Lennon and her choice of number 11 on the obverse. Is that correct? Yes. When I saw this, I was overwhelmed. It's a beautiful portrait. I think it's a beautiful portrait of you, and it gives us such a inspiration of the what you stand for, and I think that this is going to make a beautiful medal. I love these aircraft. I love everything about this, and it's a good design in my opinion. I do agree with Dennis, so we could maybe put Act of Congress on a little bit smaller font, but to me this is an exquisite design, and my compliments to the artist who did this. As for obverse 24, I don't think it has quite the power, in my opinion, as number 11. This is a beautiful design. I love what it says, but I don't feel that it's as powerful as number 11. And to go to reverse, the reverses, again, I'm a little, I liked number 5, your choice, which I think is hugely honorable, but I truly love number 2. Number 2, again, is a powerful, in my opinion, a powerful design. Go to number 2, please. Reverse number 2. Number 2, yes, thank you. It says a lot. I think that this is going to be, the negative space is very important, where on my choice of obverse number 11, there's a lot going on there. But this, when you turn that metal over, you have a little bit of relief of all the information. So I think that those are my preferences. And again, thank you for what you've done for our country, for our moon technology. I think that's fabulous. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
You're muted, Tom. Tom, you're muted.
Dr. Peter Van Alphen, and thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Tom. As an aviation enthusiast with a room full of model airplanes at home, I have to say it's a real honor to be here with you today, Dr. Darden. I'm happy to support the recommendations that you have. Just a few comments. I do find obverse 11 quite powerful, but you know, like my colleague, I do find it a little busy as well. Which is why my preference for 24, I think, my preference would be for obverse 24. I find all of the reverses just exceptionally wonderful. You know, again, anything that has airplanes on it, you know, will capture my attention. Like Jeannie, I really do have a preference for obverse or reverse too. I do find it really quite appealing, both in its you know, minimal aspects as well as just the energy of it. You know, with the planes in flight there. One question I do have for you, though, Dr. Darden. I mean, I have been able to recognize most of the airplanes, but the model that you're holding on Obverse 24 is something I don't recognize. And I was wondering if you could just make a few comments about that, and I'll just wrap up my comments with that. And thank you.
Okay. When I first started working on sonic boom minimization, I was given a technical paper where a couple of Cornell professors had been thinking about some ideas about how to minimize the sonic boom. I took their report, all of their equations. I wrote a computer program of that. And the output of that was equivalent area. And we had to design the airplanes to match that equivalent area based on the Mach number, the length, the weight, and the altitude. And so the small plane I'm holding in 24 was a Mach 2 design that I designed. We tested it in the wind tunnel, and it was just from the wind tunnel results initially that we saw that we were getting a difference in the sonic boom signature by this design. And when we did a demonstration that is shown on the reverse 2, the one with the things on the side of that airplane, we actually used that computer program and the equivalent area that comes out of it to change the model that actually demonstrated at 40,000 feet that this does indeed reduce the sonic boom signature. And so they were that's kind of the stories of the airplanes there. And this is the demonstrator that you see at the top of with the signature images on the side of the airplane.
Peter, you're muted.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic. Very informative, and I thank you again. Thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you.
Dr. Peter, thank you. And before we do our scoring, I'd like to ask, Dr. Darden, it's not too often or very, hardly at all in my years that I've been on the committee that we actually have the recipient with us. And so please take your time. And I think the committee, it would be helpful for the committee. You've heard our discussion on Obverse 24 and 11. You've heard the discussion on reverses 2, 5, 8, and 13 for the most part. Can we ask you to express your thoughts on you know, how you feel about this?
Let me first say that my second choice were what everybody else chose, except on Obverse 11. I chose 11A because there were, I guess I liked the smile, but it was the same except for that. And the reverse on that I had chosen was the reverse 202, and that was chosen by several people. So everybody was pretty much the same, except they didn't want me smiling on this picture. So these were my choices, and I guess everybody understands that this is the sonic boom pressure field here, that all of the disturbances generated by that airplane are contained within the cone. And that cone goes all the way to the ground. And if the airplane is going across country, that cone goes across country all the way, disturbing the ground. And so I liked myself on both of the pictures. And I think having the airplane there was one of, I actually had them change the airplane that I was holding, because that is the one that I gave my first technical paper on and tested it in the wind tunnel and all of that. But I feel pretty good about both coins. And, you know, whichever, and I, as I was talking, I had and said remove the words, I was actually looking at the back of this one as to where to put Congressional Act 2019 and wondering where it could fit in there. So I actually like both. This one looks a little bit more like me when I was at the age I was when I was working on that airplane. So, yes.
You're muted, Tom.
Mary Lannan, this is the one that sort of started this whole conversation going. I picked number 11 because of the look on your face. It's not that you don't have a beautiful smile, but it was that kind of quiet, serene, guess what? I did this look. That's what got to me. That you knew that you had done everything that was pictured on the objects of this medal. You know, that's it's the quiet power of it.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about it. So anyway, that's all I have to say. But thank you.
Thanks, okay. And it's safe to say, though, that number 24 is kind of a little bit special in the fact that you're actually holding your first model and what you did your paper on.
Well, that is true. And I actually like them both. And I don't know that I would have a choice. I mean, if there is a difference in one is more of a metal and it's easier to work with and things like that, I could live with that. But
okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't the members please take out your score sheets and if there's no further, we'll do the scoring of the obverse and reverse designs for the Congressional Gold Medal honoring Dr. Christine Darden. Each of you received an email in the packet from the U.S. Mint and should have received a copy of the score sheet. I'd ask that you please fill that in and either cut and paste or email it. And please send your scoring sheets to Mint Counsel Greg Wyman. Greg will tally the scores and present the results in a few minutes. So let's take, what would you say, Greg, 5 or 10 minutes?
Let's give it 10 minutes.
Okay. That's okay. So if everyone please fill in your score, and we'll be back in 10.
So everyone, that's about 12:30, a little before.
The tabulation on the votes.
The scoring is complete. Out of possible 33 points, as everybody is in attendance today. On the obverses, Obverse 3 received six votes. Obverse 11 received 21. Obverse 11A received 8. Obverse 24 received 26, making it the committee's recommendation. Obverse 24A received 8. Moving on to the reverses. Reverse 2 received 23 votes, while reverse 5 received 24 votes. Very close, but 20. That means reverse 5 would be the committee's default recommendation. Reverse 8 received 8 votes. Reverse 13A received 11. Reverse 14 received 6, and reverse 16 received 7.
Tom, you have to unmute yourself.
Okay, Greg, thank you very much. And with that, the committee, is, based on the vote, has selected obverse 24 and reverse 5. I think that we probably have a motion that we will need for reverse number 5, if anyone at this time would like to make that motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Lawrence Brown.
Dr. Brown. Go ahead, Dr. Brown.
This is Lawrence Brown. I'd like to make that motion.
Okay.
Obverse 5 and reverse 24.
And obverse 24, reverse 5.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then would you like to make the motion for the wording to be changed on reverse number 5, that we would delete the 4 P's and add Congressional?
I would agree.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor with an amendment as well to amend that design. Do we have a second?
Sam Gill, second.
Robin Salmon.
Sam, I'll tell you what, Robin's chimed in twice now, and I'm going to give, in all, if you don't mind, Sam, I'm going to give it to Robin this time. She tries. So Robin is seconding. No problem. Okay. Robin, you'll be the second on this, and this time I'd like to take a vote on this motion. Everyone in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion passes unanimously with the obverse 24, reverse 5, and the amendment as stated by Dr. Brown's motion and Robin. Are there any other things to come before the committee today? I don't believe that there are. I'd like to thank the members, and especially Dr. Darden, thank you for being with us. It's been a true honor on behalf of the entire committee, and what a tremendous tribute. I think you're going to have a wonderful recognition of all of your lifetime accomplishment and well-deserving. So thank you again for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here. Wonderful.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank all the CCAC members, the staff, and everyone else in attendance on the video conference meeting today. The next CCAC meeting will take place on March 23rd and 24th of 2021. It will be announced in the Federal Register, and a decision will be made depending on the current situation with COVID-19. Whether it will be in person, United States Mint headquarters, or teleconference. Before we adjourn, I'd like to wish everyone a safe and blessed holiday season and a happy Thanksgiving in particular, as we give thanks for what we really do have. And some of this is, with the situation, has certainly reminded us of what's important. And I want to thank the entire committee again, and I hope that you all have a blessed season. At this time, I'd like to take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much.
Happy
stay
holidays.
Safe.
Thank you. Thank you
everybody,
very much.
Everybody stay healthy.
Sam Gill.
Be safe.
Has left the meeting.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.